catch up your work on it.
On the mic. It's lucky it's a short
piece. What? The next one I have nothing on either. On you, I don't have anything on any of the upcoming ones. I photocopied the old form, whatever there is, but there's not much. Okay, we on the alphabet base, we got up to last night to Vehei Dain, which is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 lines up in the bottom. Vehei Dain, who shein shebechadoshim. In this pasuk, there's a pasuk brought down in Divrei Yomim Beis, and this pasuk Divrei Yomim Beis is from we're trying to prove that Rosh Chodesh for Melachim is considered to be Rosh Chodesh Nisan, and then it says that pasuk going back and looking at where it's cited. That's the second citation in the Torah. Or Vayochel Ivnos Bechodesh Hasheni Basheni, King Shlomo began building the Beis Hamikdash in the second month. Basheni in the second, Bishnas Arba Malchuso in the fourth year of his reign. So the question is, what's Basheni, Hasheni Basheni? So you want to say it's trying to tell us that the second month of the year is also the second month of the reign of a king. Okay, that's how we try to learn. And as to where Vehedein Usheni Shemuchadoshim Vehedein Sheni Bashanim, which is this Sheni to going on the actual month, and which is Shani, meaning ER, which is Shani telling us that's the second month of the king's year of reign. Right, not the second year, obviously it's the fourth year. But the question is, which second is going on ER as a month, and which second is going on ER as the second month of the king? Okay? So it says the Gemara of the king's year. So says the Gemara, Rabbi Chanina, Rabbi Mona, Chadamar, Vayachal Ibn Nos Bechodesh Hasheni, when he began to build in the second year, second month, Zesh. Well, hope for the best. He began to build in the second month, Zeshenish Bechodoshim. That's the second month of the year, right? Besheni, Zeshenish Beshoim, the second month of the king's year, of the new king, of which is counted from Nisan to Nisan. The Chorona, that's one opinion. The other opinion is, Afilo Michlev, Leisbo Klum. Even if you switch around, what's the difference? In other words, it doesn't matter whether you say one chain is the one thing and the other chain is the other thing, or vice versa. And eventually it all means the same thing, that the second month of the year corresponds to the calendar year, corresponds to the second month of the king's year. Rav Shimon bar Kasav Shem Rav Acha Shama Lo Min Adol. Rav Shimon bar Kasav named Rav Acha heard it from here. HaChodesh HaZeh Lochem, it says this month is for you, Mi'eit. This is a mute. Okay? Now, this means that's only for you, a Rosh Chodesh, for certain things, not for other things. It's a mute. Rishonu Lochem, then it's, the says HaChodesh HaZeh Lochem, it says Rishonu Lochem. So that's another mute. Mi'eit. Mute achar mute. It's a double mute. Miut achar miut comes, we know, the rabos, right? Every time you have two miuts in a row, so comes the rabos. Miut achar miut, the rabos, the melachim, regali, it comes to include for kings and for yomim tovim, that for those, Rosh Chodesh Nisan is the Rosh Hashanah. Says the Gemara, the Yarbe, the Shorim, the Shmitos, the Yevlos, the Natili, the Rokos. Hey, once you start to be Marbe everything. Say everything starts at Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Say that the year started Rosh Chodesh Nisan, supposed to Rosh Chodesh Tishrei. Shmitos started Rosh Chodesh Nisan, supposed to Rosh Chodesh Tishrei. Yevlos starts Rosh Chodesh Nisan, supposed to Rosh Chodesh Tishrei. Lenetia. In terms of what year it's planted, it is to be the laws that require years, like the Orla, go after Rosh Chodesh Nisan, not after Rosh Chodesh Tishrei, or Tu B'Shvat, whatever else we go after.
Can you marble more than one thing?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, carte blanche, right? So it's the Irokos, also vegetables. So it says more, no. Kihi Dom Rabbi Yaakov, Rabbi Yaakov, you know what? You're right. From that pasuk, it would seem like we could be marbe everything, because you have once you have a miut, a chamiut, be marbe everything. Rather, therefore, we talk after come on to the other pasuk we brought from Divrei Yomim, and now we'll repeat that Gemara which we brought previously. Dam Rabbi Yaakov Baracha, Rabbi Yassim, Rabbi Yehovah said, Vayochel Limnos Bechodesh Hasheni. He began to build in the second month, Basheni, in the second month, meaning one second month means second month of the year, the other second month means second month of the king. Bishnas Arbal Machusa, in the fourth year of his kingship, Heki Shonas Arbal Machusa, Lusheni Shebechodoshim. In the fourth year of his kingship, has to do with the second month. Ma'ashen shebechadosh, it's like the second month. Ein noinim elam nisan, it's come from nisan. Avsheni shebishnas, arbel machuso, so to the second month in his fourth reign, fourth year of his reign, excuse me, ein noinim elam nisan. In other words, the extra sheni comes to tell us that they're parallel. So again, we can't learn out of the pasuk in Chumash. Because once you learn how to pasuk for chumash, miut achar miut, we should be marbe everything. So if we have learned how to pasuk divrei yomim, that king's years go also from the Rosh Chodesh Nisan, just like years in terms of yomim toivim, etc. Okay, Rabbi Yoina, Rabbi Yitzhak Bar Nachman, Mashir Chibi. I just wrote that, right? No, I didn't. Rabbi Yoina, Rabbi Yitzhak Bar Nachman, Mashir Chibi Yitzhak Vayochel Livnos. So it's basically the same thing over again. Vayochel Livnos Bechodesh Hasheni Zeh Sheni Shebechodoshim B'Sheni Zeh Sheni B'Shoshonim K'shoyim B'Shnas Arba Machuso Yikishnas Arba Machuso Sheni B'Shechodoshim. Same thing over again. I don't know why it's repeated a third another time. Ma'Sheni Shebechodoshim Ma'Sheni Shebechodoshim Ma'Sheni Shebechodoshim Arba Machuso Ein Moni L'Misa. I don't know why I repeat it again. Maybe to bring down the next Gemara. Tani Shmuel Poli. Shmuel has a different version of this. Shmuel learned, he says, a very interesting thing. It says that when Bnei Yisrael left Egypt, they started counting months. The third month after they left Egypt. Mikan Shemoni Chodoshim, Yitzias Mitzrayim. Here you see you count months after Yitzias Mitzrayim. Okay? Ein Liel Chodosh. I only see they counted months after Yitzias Mitzrayim. Shani Minayin. How do you know they count years after Yitzias Mitzrayim? God says, Vayedaber Hashem Moshe b'Midbar Sinai b'Shana Shenis. God spake unto Moses on the third, the second year after they left Egypt. And the Elois Lizman. I only see that when they left Egypt, and for that time, they counted based on the years after leaving Egypt. How do we know that this form of counting here continued subsequently? Because it says, it says in the base of Midrash was built in the 480th year after they left Egypt, the Gomer. So we see that they continue counting the Yetzias Mitzrayim until the base of Midrash was built. Oh, I skipped the first pasuk. Sorry. Lachas man minayim b'shnas arboim on the 40th year of Tzeis Meis Yom Mitzrayim. Eli Eli Shaloli know that time when the midbar l'doros minayim know subsequently because it says v'ayim b'shmonim shonim v'arbaim el shonim v'arbaim el shonim v'arbaim el shonim v'arbaim el. Now, till the binyan base of Midrash, actually, they counted from Yetzias Mitzrayim. Not like we count today, the Bria Soilim. That only came later on. They counted years to Yetzias Mitzrayim. After they built the Beis Hamikdash is built, Mishanivna Abayis Yischilu Moel Binyano, they started counting from the time it was built. That became the new count. From the time the 20 years after Shlomo built the two houses, I don't know the two houses, I didn't look at the pasuk. Lo zochu limnos binyano. Once they stopped counting, they were no longer able to count from its construction because it was destroyed. They started counting the years from the Churban. The Chafei Shana the Golus Seinu, right, the 25th year of our Golus. Rosh Hashanah, Be'al Rosh Hashanah, on the 10th day of the month, etc. Well, Zochli Masatzon, they didn't merit counting to their own count. They started counting years of kings. Shneamar, as it says, Bishnash Taim L'Dayovish, in the second year of Dayovish, Bishnash Sholosh L'Korish Melech Poros, in the third year of Cyrus, the king of Persia. Vayomer, it says, Vayochel Livnos, when they start building the Beis HaMikdash again, Bechodesh Hasheni, Ba'Sheni, Bishnash Arba L'Malchus. Okay? Hikish Shnas Arba Machusa Shenish Bechadashim. Now Yeshua really slides into the same drasha. He just learns that this drasha at the end of a long description of how they counted the years till then. So it says Shmuel argues. He doesn't really argue. He gives a whole long discourse besides the actual drasha from Divrei Yomim. But here's the same drasha from Divrei Yomim, right? Just like second month of the year, it's only from Nisan. So to Sheni, which is in the fourth year of the kingship, is only counted from Nisan. Rabbi Elazar Shem Rabbi Chanina said, Ein Moinim Elamin, Afla Malchi Umasolam, so to for non Jewish kings, Ein Moinim Elamin Nisan. We only count from Nisan. Now, the truth is, I thought that till now, from Divrei Yomim, we were also talking about. By Yochanan, he was talking about not the first. Made a mistake. By Yochanan, he was talking about the first base of Mikdash. By Yochanan, he was talking about Shani, Bishnas, Har, Mechuso, was talking about the first base of Mikdash when Shlomo built it. Now, we're going to prove that we're talking about the second base of Mikdash. That, too, when we count it, based on years of the non-Jewish kings, also begins a new year with Nisan. So every time, even if the king was only king for half a year beforehand, when the next Nisan comes, it counts him a whole year. Okay, where do we see that? Because it says, "B'shishi," says in the sixth month, "B'shnash Tayin Daryavish," in the second year of Daryavish, and it says, Bishmini Bishtash time is over. It says in 8 months in the second year of Dayovish. Now what's the sixth month of the year? Elul. What's the eighth month of the year? So how could it be both in the second year of Dayovish? If Tishrei is the beginning of the new calendar year, so actually, it should be b'shishi b'shnas shtayim and b'shmini b'shnas shalosh, right? So it must be Tishrei is not the transfer from year to year. Rather, the transfer from year to year is Nisan. Okay. Chayfa Amar no, Shmi. I don't know who this guy from Chayfa was, but he said Nemar Tchila Shmini Nemar Tchila. They're out of order. The Psukim. The Pasuk about Cheshvan preceded the Pasuk which talked about Elul. So it was all the same year based on Nisan to Nisan. Because the was a Cheshvan and then an Elul, or the other way around. It was an.
Cheshvan comes before.
Yeah.
If you start
from Tishrei. Right. So really, they could start from Tishrei, and Cheshvan came before El. Right. So Chayfa says, "And shame El shame mukta mucha b'tayra," because no mukta mucha. Right. The even name obviously doesn't just mean novice. No, it's not the same pasuk. One in fact is in Chagai, one is in Zecharia, and two different svarim in Novi. It's just that Chagai comes before Zecharia, right? But he's saying, Mukta Mukha Batur, just because the Chagai comes before Zechariah doesn't mean the episode occurred beforehand. Rabbi Yonah said. No, either Rabbi. I would say it's a much better application than the Chumash itself, because it's going between two Sfarim and Nach of contemporaneous prophets.
It's
borrowed terminology. Yeah. This is a phrase which is out of place, but it's saying that it's really much better here, because Chagai and Zechariah, sure, they're all part of Treyaso, which is regarded as one book, but it could be, you know, they're overlapping events. Okay, so says the Gemara, Om Rabbi Yonah. Rabbi Yonah said, Sivit says, Vato simuno levavchem min hayom hazeh umalo. Now pay attention. From this day and beforehand, miterem sum even el even beichel Hashem. Before a stone was placed onto a stone in the sanctuary of God. Now, there's an important line missing here, which the Korban Eder points out, that it says here in Chagai that this nevuah took place on the 24th day of the ninth month of the second year of Dayavish. Okay, so this is the which is taking place in the ninth month of the second year. So it says here that take the to pay attention to this nevuah because there is no stone yet placed in the construction of the Beis Hamikdash. We haven't yet begun the construction. Then it says, as Gemara says, how could this be? B'shishi hivase. In that pasuk in Chagai, it says in the sixth month in the second year, they set up the foundation. So then, b'shmini, or should actually be according to Korator, b'chi nemar mikroze. How could say in the ninth month that there's no stones? They already put down the cornerstone 3 months earlier. So itema kvar samu. If you say that in the sixth month they put in a foundation, the ninth month house and no foundation, yosam rechaifa. So you have to say like Haifa, that ein mukta meuchar, that the when he's saying in the ninth month, Rabbi Yisai, there are no stones yet in building the Beis HaMikdash, that's earlier than the pasuk which says that in the sixth month they put up the stones, and that means that it was in the ninth month. It means Tishrei, the year begins, and in the ninth month, meaning Kislev, he said there are no stones, right? And later on, what's the sixth month again? In Elul, right? In Elul, he said, oh, we put down the foundation, the following Elul. Okay? So then that makes sense, because they mukta mukhar. However, so what do you do if you want to say yesh mukta mukhar? So in temar lo sum, lo mar chefa klum. If you say that they didn't put it down, meaning, the way the Korban explains it, it's possible to say it differently. It's possible to say that they tried to lay the foundation and they did not succeed. They tried to lay the foundation in the 6 months and they failed. And they had to wait. And in the ninth month, there were still no stones there. So in that case, you could say that Itaki Yesh Mukdum Mukhar, they tried to put down a foundation and failed. And then in the ninth month, the Navi is coming to tell them, Rabbi, so we're not moving. Things are not happening here. Okay? Hey, Rabbi Yitzchak. Rabbi Yitzchak asked a question like this. This is a toughie. This took me like, I was just sitting for 45 minutes tonight staring at this, wishing I had a Yerushalmi Mavur, wishing I had a Lieberman, wishing I had one of these wonderful Perushim. I just, until I finally figured it out, I actually had to get up and look at a Medrash in order to understand what's going on. What? Medrash Rabbi, yeah. This is complicated. Not for you, hopefully it won't be. For me, it was. Now, it says the waters from the Mabu were cleared. Or rather, yeah, no waters from the Mabu were cleared on the first day of the month, of the first month, of the 601st year of Noach, 601st year of Noach's life. That's what it says in Parshas Noach. No gimmicks. Okay? The Tanya, we learn concerning this. Shnasa Mabul Enel Olam Min HaMinyan. The year of the Mabul, which began in the second month, the previous year, didn't count in Noach's lifetime. Now, how do we know this is so? For this, I had to look at the Medrash really to figure out what was going on. Noach lived 950 years. Yet it says he lived 350 years after the Mabul. That means he should have. So Noach, Mabul ended in the 601st year of his life. How old should Noach have been? 951, right? So what happened? So the answer the Gemara, the answer the Medrash gives, which the Gemara is alluding to, is we don't count the Mabul year. So Titaka lived 951 years, but since that was a year of great source, we don't count that year. It doesn't go into Cheshbon. Okay? So there was a 600th year, there was a 601st year. Later on, God said, okay, let's take that year out. We'll give him an extra year. We'll call it 950, and that year doesn't count. Okay? Is that clear? Now, what Rabbi Yitzchak means to ask is, What do you have to take out a year? You're only going to have to take out a year under certain circumstances, not under other circumstances. What are the circumstances? So let's say, says more, Vitani lo shnas amava ena lo mina minyan. Oh, and there's one other thing after preliminary. Noach, of course, wasn't a king, right? So it shouldn't go by Rosh Chodesh Nisan, except that week is several places, Rashi and Chumash, where you see, which is, of course, how I understood this, that birthdays also go by Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Rashi says in one place that the census, there was two censuses in the same year in the Midbar, the names and numbers are almost identical. So he asks, how could this be? Many people must become 20 in the interim, right? So the answer is that no, but by sensei and by years of people in Torah, we change every calendar year. We don't go by birthdays. We go by calendar years. And that also changes as Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Okay? So even people who grew older between one Rosh Chodesh Nisan and the next Rosh Chodesh Nisan, they're still 19 until the following Rosh Chodesh Nisan. And that's why a census is taken between one Nisan and the next Nisan, assuming nobody dies, will be identical. Is that clear so far? Okay. So now, if Noach was born, if Noach's years are counted by Rosh Chodesh Nisan, right? The alternative is to say, of course, Tishrei. Right? You could say it's not Nisan, but Tishrei. That's exactly what we're trying to figure out here. So if Noach's years count from Nisan to Nisan, so and the Mabul started when? Mabul started on the second, in Iyar, right? The second month. Iyar. If everything is Nisan based. So the Mabul started Iyar, right? The Mabul started Iyar, and it ended by the following Rosh Chodesh Nisan, right? So the whole Mabul took place in 1 year of Noach's life. There was no year, there was no additional year. Right? It's not a problem. So you really, the 601st year, right, when Noach turned 600, the following year, when Noach turned 601, right, we don't have to take off a year. Right, because he's still 600. Exactly. He was still 600 when the Mabul ended because he didn't pass Nisan. Now, yes, right. The finally came out of the Teva on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. But that means the Mabul ended and there was no problem, right? It was all within 1 year of his life. You don't have to add anything. The Cheshbon works. You don't have to say that the Mabul year doesn't count as part of the Cheshbon. But if you, so if that's the case, it's difficult. How are you going to say it's better? Shnas HaMabul Eino Elo Min HaCheshbon. So says the Gemara, Tipata Krabi Lazar. You're right. Kornei Bishul says everything is Nisan based, 100% right. It's all going like Rabbi Lazar. Rabbi Lazar Mar B'Tishrei Nivra Olam. Rabbi Lazar says the world is created in Tishrei. Now, if that's the case, one thing remains the same. Noach's year start from Nisan. Noach's years always start from Nisan. But the dates recorded in the Mabul are Tishrei dates. So it began in the second month, meaning Cheshbon. It ended on the eve of the first month, meaning the following Elul, right, following Elul. So then Noach Taka turned 601 in the middle of the Mabul. Noach turned 601 in the middle of the Mabul. We have a problem. Have an extra year. We have to get rid of that extra year. That's what we say, Shnas HaMabul Eino Elul Min HaCheshbon. Is that very difficult? It took me so long. Nobody says it. Nobody says it. It took me a long time to figure it out. If I went to look at the Medrash, I would never have figured it out. Okay? The way they try and explain it, I don't think they looked at the Medrash to proportion. Because the way they try and explain it, I know. Somebody looked it up, but not the Mefarshim. I looked all over the place, all of them, because when the Mefarshim try and explain it, they try and explain that the Shnas HaMabul Eino Elo Min HaMinyan, and therefore it should be 600 to 602. Right? They're trying to do it internally between these two dates. and that doesn't work. It's a technical possibility. But when immediately we start some Alvin El Cheshman, is that later on God came back retroactively and took it away. And that's what we're saying. It only works out if you say the Cheshman and the Marbles from Tishrei based and Noach's ears are Nisan based. No, none of this is in the Bible. It's all brand new. Yeah, none of this is in the Bible. Okay? Says where Vaksiv, Vaiba Chodesh, another question. Vaksiv, Vaiba Chodesh Nisan, Shnatz Esrim. Says, Nisan, this is the 20th year of one of the Persian kings, Artaxasto. Always think of him as being the namesake of the soda named Shasta. So I know. I'm sure it's not pronounced the same. So Artaxasto says, "Vayivah Chodesh Nisan b'shnas Esrim." Says Nisan in the 20th year, and then it says, "Vayivah Chodesh." It says previously, "Vayivah Chodesh Kislev b'shnas Esrim." How could that be? Between Kislev and Nisan, Shab, new year. So where, how do you reconcile that? So says Gemara, a very interesting answer. Here we don't say Emukta Mucha Batzera. We don't switch around for some reason, I guess, because in Nechemia itself, probably within Nechemia, right? We can't say that. From Chagat to Schaya, we can say something like that, right? That the dates one precede the other, even though it comes later in Tanakh. But in the Chemi itself, you can't say something like that. So rather, what do we say? So it says more, a very interesting principle. Tipata Krabi Lezer. It seems this is in the Rosh Hashanah and the Bavli too. Tipata Krabi Lezer. Krabi Lezer Mar, Kol Shana Shalom, Nichtaso Lo Shloshim Yom, Emo So Shana Shlema. You don't count the new year until Rosh Chodesh Iyar. In other words, it's called the 20th year Nisan, even though it should already be called the 21st year, because Shloshim Yom B'Shana Chashuv Shana. So actually, you wouldn't call 1999 until February 1st, right? It wouldn't call Tavshin Nun Tes until Cheshvan. So obviously, Prius Oilam years, we don't do that. But in King's years, you're not considered to be within your new year until you've already gone 30 days into the year. So that's why it was still in Nisan, it was still called the 20th year. Okay? Vaksiv, then we learned, Bahiba Chodesh Sharisha Mishon, Ashenis. How can you say this? I prove to you that even if it's less than 30 days into the year, it's still considered the new year. Vaksiv then say, Bahiba Chodesh Sharisha Mishon, Ashenis. The first month, in the second year, Bechel Chodesh, on the first day of the month, Hukam HaMishkon. The Mishkon is erected. So we always understood that to be the first day of the second year, right? That's Parshat Shana Chumash, right? That's what the words say. But like you, what does it really mean? The third year, right? It can be the third year and still be the second year because it's less than 30 days in the year, right? So, if you're going to say it's the third year, and since it's less than 30 days, it's not going to be a full year. What are you going to do with this one? Vaksiv it says, "Va'iba shana hasheni came pass in the second year, v'chodesh hasheni in the second month, v'asim v'chodesh on the 20th day of the month." And I forgot what happened there. Maybe a census, yeah. So in any event, Va'is B'Shaita, there, we have in the year, Chamishim V'Shtayim Yoimin, 52 days already, right, because it's the 22nd day of the second month. Ve'imonim Asah Shlema, Shtana Shlema, yet they don't count it to be a full year, right? According to you, you should count, there it should say explicitly the third year. So why doesn't it? So it must be that you're mistaken. It must be that the Shloshim Yom B'Shana is not even less than 30 years in the year is still considered to be a year. Now the reason why we're trying to say is because we have to reconcile these two psukim are obviously going within the same year. One about when the Mishkan was built, and one about when the Mishkan was consecrated. You know, when the Mishkan was. I really need to know what it says about Midbar Yud, but it's somehow connected to the Pasuk and the Mishkan. Right behind you, there's a Chumash. It's by Midbar? No, no, the living Torah. This is when the Onot left. This is when they left the consecration of the Mishkan. The first time they traveled with the Mishkan. That's the first time they traveled because the Onot left it. So it must be in the same year, right? Yet here it says, still the second year, right? So according to your Cheshbon, it's got to be the third year. Because you said if it's less than 30 days into the year, it's still the previous year. So it must be that that which caused second year is with the third year. But here it still calls it the second year when it's already 52 days later. So you obviously are incorrect. Even if it's less than 30 days into the year, it must still be called the new year, right?
It's actually a year
earlier. No, couldn't be. It's still not possible. So in any event, so he says more, Hodomi to Tuvsa to Rabbi Yitzchok to Inan Kashin. This is one of the kashins, the questions Rabbi Yitzchok asked, which is very difficult. Alright, so what? You can't answer it. Mela. We go on. Beikaman Domar, Minisa Nisan Monin. According to Pinyin that holds, you count years from Nisa. Beikaman Domar, Mitishan Monin, you count from Tishrei. Mabine, what's the Nafkimina? What's the difference? Give us an example. Rabbi Yonah said, Shtoros Yoitzos Beineo. The date of Shtoros is the difference. Love Malve Be'ior. If you borrow money in Eor, V'kasa Bashnia L'malchus, and it says it's in the second year of the king, Mocha Mechir B'mar Cheshva. You made a sale in Mar Cheshvan because of Hashnia B'malchus, and he wrote the second of the king. Madamar Minisan Monim. So if you count from Nisan, so Milva Kadma, the loan which is in Eor predates the sale which is in Cheshvan. Madamar Mitishrei Monim. If you count from Tishrei Monim Mechira Kadma, the sale in Cheshvan predates the loan in Eor. Okay, so obviously that would be a very big nafkamina. Ketzad L'Malachim. How do you count from Malachim? It's a new sugya. How do you count from Malachim the years? Meis Ba'adar, let's say one, the old king dies in Adar. V'amad Melech Ba'adar, and the new king also rises that same Adar. So that year counts double. Nimnei Shona Zu, it's the last year of the old king. The Shona Zu, and it's the first year of the new king. However, it's a catch. Amrei B'yarabu Shnichlas Nisan. It's got to be that the new king lived long enough to get to Nisan. Because if he dropped dead during Adar, you don't count him a year. That would skew everything, right? You only count him a year if he got to the following Nisan. If he dropped dead before that, so you just count him days or weeks or months with it, or a month, whatever he had. Okay? No, no, but that's only if he survives from. If the new king did not.
If the old king died in Adar.
Yeah.
And the new king takes.
He gets a second year Nisan, right?
Yeah.
That's the second year. No, the Mishamza has to be. What happens if the new, old king died sometime during the previous year and the new king takes over but doesn't make it to the next Nisan? He's king for less than a full year or. Less than the amount of time takes to get to the next Nisan. So he doesn't get any years. He's not counted. Because that would skew our cheshbon. That's like it says in Tanakh, if you don't give full year, you're given like this. It says, Vayim lo chiyarech yomim b'shomra. It says about one of the kings there who was king for only a month. He was a king for a month. It doesn't give him any years. There's several kings like that in that paragraph over there. Kings of Yisrael who were killed left and right. So you only give a second year if he reaches the next year. He breaks until Nisan. Now gives just a parenthetical remark. You cannot figure out the years that the kings of Israel reigned unless you reckon them against the kings, the years of the kings of Yehuda, and vice versa. And the kings of Yehuda only from the kings of Israel. Okay? Because they're both compared back and forth. It's not really directly related to our sugya. It's just telling us how it works there in Masechta, in the Tanovi, in Sefer Melachim. Ksiv it says, Israel. Usage stuff as a king of rule of Israel, our boy Mishon of 40 years of Goyim, etc. Ksivit says, Bechever Molach, Al Yehuda. It says, as a king of Chevron on Yehuda, Sheva Shonim Vashisha Chodoshim, 7.5 years. Yushalayim Molach, and says he's the king of Yushalayim for 33 years. How much is that all together? 40 and a half. Yet it says he was king for 40. How do we reconcile them? Biklau Chaser. When you join them together, they're lacking. They're only 40. Befrat, when you break them out, you're saying they're 40 and a half. Rabbi Yitzhak Bar Katzta. Good name. B'shem Rabbi Yonah says, name Rabbi Yonah says, Shloshim Shtayim Mechza. He was really 32 and a half. It was 7.5 and 32 and a half. But we round it off. Ashil Chayik will cover Yushalayim. Or to give honor to Yushalayim. Umoyna Yisam Shleimos. You count them as if they're whole. Yudab Rabbi Omer Cheshba Merubeh. The larger amount, Bolel Cheshba Muad, swallows up the smaller amount. Whereas the 32 and a half became 33, and the 7.5 became 7. Okay? Amrei Yeshua Bar Nachman, Vaya ki yimlu yamecha. Your days will be complete. Amrei HaKadosh Baruch Hu David, Shem said to David, Yomi Mleim Ani Moilecha. I'm going to complete, count you whole days. I'm not counting half days. What that means, so the Korban Eid explained, David really became king in 29 and a half. But God disguised that and pretended he only became a king at 30. Why? Because had God made it known that he became king at 29 and a half, they would have had to kill David at 69 and a half. Right? Because it's precisely 40 years. So God smoothed that over. So it says, why is that? Shlomo bincha boina beis hamikdash. Why is Shlomo your son going to build a beis hamikdash? Shel hakin korbanos, shel sacrifice korbanos. Chavi alai mishpat utzdaka shelcha. I like your judgment and mercy. Yoisim mikol korbanos more than any korbanos. Shneimar asot tzdaka mishpat, doing tzdaka mishpat. Nivchai l'Hashem izeva. God prefers that to any korbanos. Okay? Rav Chura Amar Kolos and Shisha Chodoshi Yadavi Barek Mnei Avshalom. For all the 6 months that David fled Avshalom, Beno his son, Bisiroyom his Gabriel, he lost his kingship. Whenever he had to be, if he had to be in Korban, he was nowhere near Yerushalayim to be in Korban, but hypothetically, when he had to be in Korban, he would bring a female, which is regular Chatos, as opposed to a male, which is the Korban normally brought by a king or a Nasi. Okay? So you're bringing the korban of a regular commoner. Now, the Gilin Ashas here throws in that he became a mitzayra. Became a leper. But I don't know why I have to throw that in. He was deposed. He wasn't acting as king. Yeah, that's an answer, right. You could track that out here. Says the Gemara, I'm Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shalom, Ksivkin says, Kishesh is another interpretation. Kishesh is the David is punished. Kishesh is Chodashim Yashim Sham Yoav and Chol Yisrael. It says in Malachim, we never learned this in Shmuel. It says in Malachim that Yoav and all of Israel sat for 6 months in Edom and killed all the Idumean males. So Hashem was upset at them. Amalah Hakadosh Baruch Hashem said, "Near my tochal tizkarabam." I said, "Don't pick a fight with them." You pick the fight with Edom. You know what? I'm not counting those 6 months as part of your reign. So there, David was deducted 6 months from his reign. Not the 6 months he was fleeing from Avshalom according to this Gemara, but the 6 months that his forces were perpetrating genocide against the Edomites. Not about Edom. Because not in Shmuel. Mayantar Regol. Now getting back to our Mishnah, Who's the one that says Rosh Chodesh Nisan's Rosh Chodesh for a Golem? Rosh Hashanah for a Golem. So Rabbi Shimon. Dharma Shlosh Ragolim Kasidron. In order to transgress Baal Ta'achir, that you didn't bring a Kabbalah's proper time, 3 Yom Mitoyim have to pass over you. Rabbi Shimon says they have to be in the proper order, beginning with Pesach. Okay? Kasidron, Bilvad Chagamatz Rishon. Chagamatz says be first. So Ashkenomer so comes on Sunday, Pami Chamisha, sometimes get up to 5 Yom Tovim, Parba, sometimes 4, sometimes Pami Shlosh, sometimes only 3. Leave the Atzeres, if you pledge the Kohen before Shavuos, so you have Shavuos Sukkos, Pesach Shavuos Sukkos, because it always starts from Pesach the year, right? Leave the Atzeres before Sukkos, you made a pledge, Arba, you get 4 Yom Tovim. If they have Pesach, they made a pledge before Sukkot, before Pesach 3. Rabbi Elazar Shimon Omer, the other way. Not Pesach has to be first. Uvad, it's a typo. Shvichaga Sukkos Achro. It's got to be not Pesach first, Sukkot last. So Ashkelon, according to him, it's a much bigger chumrah. On our Parim Shosh, the maximum is 3. Right? The maximum is 3. If you made a pledge before Pesach, get 3 Yom Tovim to bring a korban. What if you made a pledge before Shavuos? You only get 2. Shavuos and Sukkos. Why pledge before Sukkos? You only get 1. Okay, so that's he says it. Ashra Samar, Pami Shosh, Pami Shnayim, Pami Echot, sometimes 3, sometimes 2, sometimes 1. Bechachoyimri, they argue and say, Rego Shepogel Bo Tchilo. Whatever you have to pass is first, it doesn't matter. Vachi Avalov Ragli Shokul, as long as you go through a whole cycle of Yom Tovim, it doesn't matter which comes first. Okay? So therefore they have a different parameter. Ksivit says, Milvad Shabsos Hashem Vad Mad Nosechem. Besides the Shabbos of God and besides the gift. V'yashir Titnu L'Hashem, which give to God. Matam Lomar. What does this pasuk come to us? Sure, I might have thought, Ainli Korban, the only sacrifice on Yontif, El Korban Esorei Ovad, the Korban Esorei Yontif. Minai Korban Esorei Yontif, I know that in Chol Hamoed, of course. You sacrifice Korban Esorei of individuals, and Korban Esorei Sibor, and the Korbanos of the community, Shehuk Tushuba Regel, that were consecrated on Yontif, right? How do you know Korbanos Yon, Korbanos Sibor, Shehuk Tushuba Regel, Shehavoba Regel, that they come on that they can come on Yontif, and even Shehuk Tushulif Nea Regel, even those that are consecrated before Yontif, Shehavoba Regel, they can come on Yontif. Because it says besides the Shabbosos of God. So what does it mean besides the Shabbosos of God? Besides that which has to do with the Shvisa. Besides that which has to do with the Yontif itself, any other korban made on or about this Yontif, which is not a Yontif korban. Teach us you can bring opos and menachos on Chol Hamoed as well. A bird or a mincha, they can be brought too. Lerabos is kulam. I guess Hashem Hashem includes all of them. Shukrain bread, they all be sacrificed on Yontif. Yochel Rishus, is it only optional? No. Tam Lomer Elu Tasu Hashem Odechem. These you should do to God on Yom Tovim. Elu Kavan Chova Shukulam Kravim Berega. They all sacrificed on Yontif. What does that mean? It's a mitzvah saseh to bring all the korbanos you owe the first yontif you come to Shulchan. To lav you only transgress once 3 passed. But the mitzvah is the first time you come up to Shulchan. Right? Yochel beizer regel sheyirtzeh, zeh any yontif you want, tam lomer avosim shoma avei veisim shoma. Come there and bring them. Im la'atir, if you're to tell you're allowed to bring a yontif, kvar hiti, we already learned you're allowed to. In likvoa, if it's a set of time, quite cover a lent or yontif as well. Okay, lomen amar avos shoma beisim shoma, and zeh regel rishus shepogabos means the first yontif you come to should bring a korban is that yontif. Yochlim oiver echad meyem velo hevi. What if one of them passes and he didn't bring yoiver lo mishum bal tach? Did he transgress bal tach immediately? No. Tam lomer elit asul Hashem b'moadichem. Plural. You get several yontif. And over lo mishum bal tach and shavu ravli shana kula until you pass to an entire year's worth of yom tov. And mishum moshlosh going kusidra. Like we said before, they have to come in order. Kates had noted if near Pesach, if you made your net before Pesach, had shavu lo Pesach batzeres v'chad. So you have 3 pass you. Noted near batzeres, you made it nether before Shavuos, had shavu lo batzeres v'chad, who Pesach batzeres v'chad, you get five? Yeah, five. No, if not, Chag may even never be four sukkahs. I travel over Chag, who pays for the Chag, you get four. Okay? Boko the Rabbi Yehuda, they asked for Rabbi Yehuda. Akadu, now this is very difficult, the next Gemara. It literally says, Akadu Masay, here I know it's a mitzvah say. Below Sasay, I know transgress a lot if you don't bring it the first yontif. It's very difficult. How can you say this? About how can you only transgress the third yontif? And look at the funny languages. Tamlor, Vasim Shama. Vasim Shama, Vasim Shama. Manaka, Mosai, about Imbasay, if it means you're supposed to bring. Farom, or the race says it's supposed to bring. I may know we know about Sasay, then we know below Sasay. If it's not Sasay, it must be alive. Never ever do we have such a thing. It's impossible. Hasays can't become gods. Let's say it's not a male, it's a female. Can't be. So the Gilin Ephraim and the Yafei and I both changes. They say, the way to read it on top is, Adkadun Be'asah. Now this is far-fetched, but it's very difficult the way it's written. So he says, Adkadun Be'asah, I only know you transgress the mitzvah to say, if you already designated the carbon and didn't bring it. Asa, you made it. Below Asa, what if you didn't designate the Korban, but you have another an obligation? I know that then also it's a mitzvah say to bring the first yontif. Tam lo, v'asashom v'vesim shoma. What are you talking about? In b'asa, talking about where the Korban already exists, because you already set aside. Harikvarim, it says it should bring the Korban, so that's what all the Korbans have just learned. Elohimenu in b'asa, s'nehu in below asa. If it's not talking about a carbon that's already set aside, it must be a carbon which was not yet set aside, but you took another obligation to bring, that you must bring in the first thing you do, become again a mitzvah sasei. Now, cool question that we're asked. Psachim b'zmana ma'ushiyavu. What about a Pesach? When it transgresses Baal Tachar and the Pesach? Tesvav Nisa, right? Right. Pesach b'zman and Maushi Avor. You transgress right after Tesvav Nisa. Ashkon Tani Psalm b'zman and Oiver, yeah? The moment Tesvav Nisa comes, you're Oiver. Says Moses, of course, the locate man army. If we wouldn't say that, what would we say? Says Moses, no, you misunderstood. There's a good Avim in here. On our show, Brad Rabbi Yezer, Rabbi Boon, Shlotome, you shouldn't say, Shim Avad v'nimtza. We know, if you lose the Korban Pesach and you find him by them after the owner's ready to own, Kufo Karim Shlomim. You can bring the Pesach itself as a Shlomim. So I might say Pesach has the same parameters as Shlomim. Because it could become a Shlomim, right? And what's the parameters of Shlomim? How long you get for a Shlomim? Before you transgress Baal Tachar. Three Yom Tovim, right? So I might say Pesach is just like Shlomim, and he gets three Yom Tovim. Therefore, Ad Kedun, that's why we ask. Ad Kedun Tzichah, that's why we ask. Psalim is Zman HaMahu Shiavor. What's the status about a Pesach? Do you transgress immediately? Because it's Zman as you down this one. And you get three Yom Tovim, because it could default down to a Shlomim, so maybe that's parameters of Shlomim. So the answer, of course, as we said before, Yitaka transgress the next day, Baal Tachar. Right? But that's a Chiddush. Bon Kumi Rabbi Zero, that's from Zero. Ben Regal Me Regal Mao Shiavor. Between each other. No, this way he sacrificed. It said the case was. I don't know. I guess in that case, you could wait to base a Shani, but that's only. Assuming you didn't bring in. Yeah, I guess so, maybe. No, but I guess if you're tar and you weren't far away, they don't bring it, it's Baal Tachar, even though you can make Pesach Sheni. That's what's like. So says the Gemara, Bonkul Rabbi Zira, Ben Regal Mao Shiavor. You transgress every day between each yontif. So I didn't mean the first yontif, do I transgress every day until the second yontif? Ben Regal, Motz Aloch. So it says more. It's a Rabbi Yehi Ba. What's the shayla of a tiny? We learn Chagiga Shulo Korban Barishon. The Korban Sheni says if you've been bringing Korban Chagiga the first Yontif, possible you're bringing the next one. Umatino Lavor. What do you think we're going to allow to delay and transgress that vera Baal Tachar every day? Must be it's a one-time transgression, not an ongoing time transgression. Hasty Rabbi Ba. I just read it, right? And also from here, it says Vasisa Basay. Make your carbon, that's a mitzvah say. Itishomer, be careful not to tarry, right? That's the losasay. So they're linked together, right? When did transgress Tasein Lo Sase? Only after 3 Yom in Toivin. So therefore he wants to say that you only transgress after 3 Yom in Toivin. Now of course you are Mavato Tasei the first Yontif, because it says it's supposed to be the first Yontif. What it means to say is that they're linked, just like the Lo Sase is a one shot deal. You transgress it after the 3rd Yom Tov. So too, and you didn't bring it, so too the mitzvah say is a one-shot deal. If you didn't bring it, so you transgress the mitzvah say. But it's not every day afterwards. It's only that one-time episode, and then afterwards you bring it, but it doesn't have to be immediately the next day. You can write the next Yom Tov when you come up. Okay? We'll stop here for tonight. Tomorrow night, tentatively, at 8:45 in Beis Tefillah, unless you hear from me.